I'm Mark Allen with KSSL Sports. I am visiting with the head coach and athletic director of the Slayton Tigers, Coach Chad Terry. What have y'all been doing this week during your time off?
The first thing, you go back and you work some fundamentals, get our kids back into some base offense, defense, and special teams. And then we use the week to watch a lot of film, still getting in the weight room, but then you get a chance to get healthy. You know, you don't do a lot of contact stuff, so your bodies can heal up. Even for those first through two a days in those first three games, you're still pretty banged up, and it's hard to believe you're actually to the halfway point of your season workout wise when you figure in two a days.
All right, let's look at the ball game coming up tonight. You take on the Dimmitt Bobcats. I know they've had, one extra game, I think, than y'all since they haven't been open yet. How do things look for the Slayton Tigers coming in to tonight's ball game?
Well, Dimmitt's sitting at 1-3 right now. Last year they were 4-0. You look at their group and they're playing some inexperienced kids, and they've gotten better. They got their first win last week against Bovina. They lost a tough one by 1 point early in the season. Very athletic. Dontre Ewing is one of the fastest kids in the region. Went to the state track meet last year as a sophomore in the 100 meters. You know, he's a 10-7, 10-6 guy. And what we try to do is tell our kids, you know, we played DJ Brown 2 weeks ago, who was also in that 100 meter final. He's faster than DJ Brown. So you've got to contain him defensively. All five offensive linemen are back for them, and they're big up front. They're a spread-type offense. We like our defensive plan against them. Really going to try to contain Ewing. And defensively, they've been in three different fronts, so our offensive line is going to have to be ready. They've been in an even front, a split six, and a 3-4, so we're going to have to be ready for the changes up front.
How are y'all health-wise? Are your players healthy?
We've got a few banged up. You know, we're going to hold out Cade tonight. He's got a sprained knee. We'll get him back for district. And then Terrence McDaniel, will get him back. You know, he originally had some bad news, but through therapy and rehab, looks like he's going to play the first district ball game also. Eric Muniz, still shoulder. He's a day-to-day guy. We're going to take him through pregame tonight and see how things go and look at him. And then we've had a rash of the stomach bug over the last 3 weeks, and so we've got a couple of guys that are still sick, and hopefully getting those guys well tonight also.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight with the ball game.
Thank you very much. It should be a fun one.
I'm Mark Allen for KSSL Sports.